Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
Well, we heard a couple of years ago that Tom Brady might have joined the Las Vegas Raiders as a player, and now, as you just heard from Doug, could be joining them as a partial owner. Not all that surprising.
First order of business, trading Jimmy Garoppolo. What'd I say?
Poor Jimmy can't get away from him. He really can. There were the rumors last year he's going to go to San Francisco. Now he ends up in Vegas. No, trade that guy. I want him out of here.
Get him. I want him out of here.
I told you the story that I had heard about Brady, and it wasn't even necessarily Garoppolo alone. But when Brady was in New England, whoever the backup quarterback was, Brady said, "You get one question per week, and that question could be, 'How you doing, Tom?' That's it. That's all you're getting."
Wow.
One question per week.
Wow.
He was not helping out whoever his successor was, that's for sure.
Apparently not.
It's Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app, SiriusXM, Channel 80 as well. Warriors, Lakers, Game 6 tonight. It, of course, is on ESPN and ESPN Radio. Coverage begins 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. AD, well, that doesn't seem to be much of a mystery anymore as to whether or not he will play. Here is Dave McManaman, ESPN Lakers reporter.
I spoke to a source close to Davis this morning who told me that he believes there's not any scenario that he can envision where Anthony Davis does not play in Game 6. The source added, quote, "It's the playoffs." So certainly Davis will continue to be monitored by the Lakers. The team has off today. They're not practicing. They're not gathering for film or anything of the sort. Let everybody rest their bodies up for this pivotal Game 6. But things are trending in the direction that we're going to see Anthony Davis back in the lineup on Friday night.
That was Dave yesterday. Look, I'm not surprised at all by that. He was listed as probable. So now the question is, what do they need from AD tonight? Chris, I don't think it has to be the 38-18 game. I think it has to be your defensive presence that you have been, and give me the consistent double-double that you have. And I think in that case, the Lakers are going to be okay. I'm not worried for whatever reason as to how Draymond or the Warriors are going to try to handle him here. I don't think he can pull that till the outside and get turned into a jump shooter in this game. It seems to me like we were talking about that with Kirk Goldsberry earlier. I don't see that happening here.
Yeah, I would say this. I think the Lakers have to be far more aggressive getting the ball to Bron and AD where they can get into the paint and do damage, because one of their advantages over Golden State is their size and physicality. You got to be in areas of the court that allow you to take advantage of those mismatches. And to me, in Game 5, they settled for far too many jump shots. They can't allow that to happen, especially going back home. You got to be aggressive in trying to get the ball into the paint. We know Andrew Wiggins is dealing with a rib cartilage issue. He's been the primary defender on LeBron James throughout this series. Bron has got to take advantage of that if he's out there, and if he's not, even more so. So you've got to find ways to be aggressive. One of the things that shows me that they weren't aggressive in doing that was that they only shot 15 free throws in Game 5. Yeah. Only shot 15. Listen, the Los Angeles Lakers in the second half of the regular season averaged 28 free throws a game. 28 free throws. You go from that to only shooting 15 in Game 5? That can't happen. You and the Golden State Warriors can't have the same amount of free throw attempts after Game 6. There needs to be a disparity. That is a part of your advantage. Your size, your physicality, you got to cater to that. You got to play to that. The other thing that I would say is D'Angelo Russell and Dennis Schroeder, those guys got to stay out of foul trouble. I thought the worm turned in Game 5 late in that second quarter when Golden State's going on that run and Steph Curry caps it with that three before halftime. Schroeder and D'Angelo Russell were out of the game because of foul trouble. They both had three in the second quarter. Austin Reeves was playing the point. That can't happen. First of all, it affects your firepower offensively, but then defensively, the ability to have guys with the athleticism and the quickness to put more pressure on the guards for the Golden State Warriors matters. So I think in order for the Lakers to be the best version of themselves defensively, you got to not only have AD impact the game in that regard, but you got to have Schroeder and D'Angelo Russell doing some of the dirty work on that end too.
Chris, they've got a net to work with here, but don't use it. I mean, they cannot be playing on Sunday. That cannot be a scenario that the Lakers...
Oh, no, this is Game 7, man.
Yeah.
This is Game 7 for the Lakers.
They cannot screw around.
I don't feel... Listen, as a fan, I don't feel good at all about this team going back to the Chase Center for a Game 7. Mm-hmm. I don't. Like, understandably. I mean, if you're the Warriors, it's game by game. If you can find a way to get game six in L.A., then we'll see what happens in game seven, right? And with Steph and Klay in that building, you take your chances.
I'll also give you this. The other team is already settled in the Western Conference Finals. Might be nice to have a couple of more days before Tuesday. That would help as well.
Well, you gave that away in game five.
Well, but I'm saying if they win tonight, you at least have 3 days there before Tuesday.
It could have had more.
Yeah, could have had more.
Could have had more.
But now here they are.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's tough that they're in this spot now because there's so much pressure on them to win. But this is where you need AD to step up. And that's why I asked you the question yesterday about whose team is this.
Yeah.
Because as AD goes, is how the Lakers go. AD needs to have one of them ones. Like, he's got to have a performance similar to that one we saw in game one against Golden State, where you're talking about 30 and 20. We need to see something like that, where he asserts his dominance over the game, and then everybody can play off of that. It makes the game so much easier when AD is aggressive on the outset, and that's the guy that I'm anticipating shows up tonight.
Well, the guy that's got to show up for Golden State is Klay. I mean, Klay, this is it, bud. You know, let's go. You've really had one great, great game in the series, and you've had two decent games, and they were games one and two. Since then, what is it, Cam? It's a combined 34 points that he has scored over the last three games.
That's not great, Bob.
Cannot be. Cannot be. He has not been at all consistent. Canty is nowhere near the defensive player that he used to be, which would be something that you would get anyway if he had an off shooting night. That's not the case anymore. This has got to be a Klay game, and it's, you know, we talk about game six Klay. I personally, I don't buy into that whole thing very much. He does average 36 in game six elimination games. But do you honestly believe that Klay, like that's a thing that is specifically game six for Klay? To me, at this point in his career, it's just about finding another one of those nights tonight. And especially if they don't have Wiggins with the rib injury.
Yeah, and that's the other part of this that we got to account for. Like, what's going to be Klay's responsibility if Wiggins can't go?
Yeah.
You know, what are they going to ask him to do on the defensive end? All of a sudden, there's more pressure on him to deliver in that regard as opposed to what we've seen from him offensively. So, yeah, there are a lot of questions for the Golden State Warriors and not a lot of great answers because the Lakers have such a matchup advantage from a size standpoint. So we'll have to see. But I think that it's going to be interesting if Wiggins can't go or if he's physically compromised, who's going to be the players for the Golden State Warriors to step up.
The NBA playoffs are on ESPN Radio. Tune in tonight. It's Lakers hosting the Warriors, presented by Indeed. Coverage begins 9:30 p.m. Eastern on most ESPN radio stations and Sirius XM Channel 80. Now, I just want to make sure, are you going to get a nap this afternoon? It's a late night tonight. And
yeah, it's a late night, but I don't have to get up early on Saturday morning, so I'm good. I'm going to be locked in.
Okay, so if the Warriors are up 11 at the half, you're not going to go to bed this time?
No.
You sure?
I'm positive.
Because Cam was asking earlier, and, you know.
Listen, it's not just them being up 11. It's what it looked like. And when Steph Curry, who was having an off-shooting night to that point in the game, takes a step back, does a little hezzy cross, and then buries a 30-foot jumper to end the half at the buzzer, yeah, you just knew it wasn't going to work out for the Lakers.
I just knew it. I just want to make sure that, you know, you're locked in and you're good to go and you're going to stay up.
I ain't worried about me being locked in. I'm worried about my Lakers being locked in. I hope they have the kind of urgency they're going to need to close out the Warriors. Because here's the thing, man. The Warriors won the championship last year. They've got four rings with the Steph, Klay, and Draymond area of Warriors basketball.
Don't give them life.
It ain't going to be easy. It's not going to be easy.
Don't let them believe. That's the one thing you just cannot do. Do not let them believe in this game tonight. See, for me, I don't want to see this be a close game. I know you have a lot of faith in the Lakers' ability in the fourth quarter. It's so hard to kill off those kinds of teams.
Here's the thing. I worry that the Warriors are going to play with the kind of desperation that we saw the Lakers play with in game four. Remember when the Lakers were talking about, you know, we're going to empty the tanks because we know how important winning game four is and going up 3-1? I just feel like this is one of those games. And I guess they're facing elimination, so that kind of goes without saying. But even more so, we're going to empty the tanks to win this game because we know if we can get it back to the Bay for a game seven, the chances favor us in the series.
It's Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio. You can watch Greeny on the ESPN app. Just click watch, look for Greeny, and enjoy. The NFL schedule is out. Came out last night. We are locked and loaded, and we're still 4.5, 5 months away from the start of the season. So, with that in mind, who are the winners and losers of the schedule release? We discuss that with one of our experts next. It's Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio, in for Greeny, Sirius XM Channel 80.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Greeny today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Greeny, GREENY.
Greeny, the podcast.
Canty finds himself in a tough familial situation.
It's not tough. It's not a tough situation.
Well,
it's not happening is what it is.
We'll tell you about this in 30 seconds. Canty and Carlin in for Greeny. And here at Greeny, we're fired up for the NFL schedule release. Luckily for you, our friends at Vivid Seats, the official ticketing partner of ESPN, have great deals on great seats with a huge selection of tickets to this year's hottest matchups. Experience every tackle, every pass, every heart-pounding play of your favorite team live and in person. For the best selection of 2023 tickets, shop now. Just visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats, experience it live. All right, explain what's going on here.
Okay, so my mom is getting ready to retire. And so one of the things she wants to do more of, which I didn't know that it was possible that she could do more of, is run in marathons. So she does a lot of 5Ks for charity. She wants to do the New York City Marathon, which is 26.2 miles. And this woman runs 10 miles 4 times a week. That's her routine. And so as one of the things that she's asking me to do with her is run a 5K with her. And you know my policy about running, big fella. I'm not going to do it unless there's a big check at the end of it. Now, for her, a good time in a 5K is right around 40 minutes. She runs, 3.2 miles in around 40 minutes. That's a good time for her.
Mm-hmm.
Now, keep in mind, my mom is older. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's my mom.
It's your mom,
She's in her 70s.
Yeah.
And she's still doing this.
That's pretty damn impressive.
It's very impressive.
Yeah.
But it's also embarrassing for me because I'm a former professional athlete and emphasis on the former part. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, running a 5K just for fun or even for charity is a non-starter. But could I run a 5K for, say, $1 million? Could I do a 5K in under 4 minutes for $1 million?
Another 40 minutes, yeah.
In under 40 minutes?
Yeah.
Probably not. Probably not.
I don't know. I bet that you could.
I don't think I can. That's a 13-minute mile. I don't think I can.
All right, if this makes you feel any better, the only, like, the best shape I've ever been in, and this was not what anyone else would call in shape.
Yeah.
I ran on a treadmill for a mile. I could never do it now, and this wasn't all that long ago, but it was still 280.
Sure.
And I did that in 12 minutes, but that's on a treadmill, which is a lot easier, and that's 1 mile.
Mm-hmm.
You could absolutely do that.
No, I couldn't. I'm 350 pounds now. When I was playing, I was like 320.
A lot of it is still muscle.
No, it's not. No, it's not. No, it is not. No, it is not. I'm not in shape right now. You know the shape I'm in? It's round. That's the shape I'm in right now. I cannot. There's no way I could run 3 miles in less than 40 minutes.
But I would ask mom, like,
because here's the thing. You're assuming that I'm going to run mile three like I'm going to run mile one. That's not going to be the case.
No, I
might run
that.
Mile one in 10 minutes. You know how long it's going to take me to run miles two and three?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I understand.
I'm built for sprints. I ain't built for distance. Listen, ain't going to happen.
I do a 5K walk every year, Eric Legrand's 5K.
Yeah, how long does that take you?
I don't know, a couple days.
That's probably. My point. You might as well put a sundial out there to time you.
No, it's probably, I don't know. It's some.
Listen, for all. Listen, my mom is, she's asking for the moons and stars, and she deserves that because it's Mother's Day weekend.
But why
so
is
I'm
that
in
important?
A giving mood, but she wants me to, this is something that she wants to do with her son. And I'm just like, Mom, I love you. I don't think I can do that. Well, you can do it as long as you train to do it. And I'm like, yeah, well, you know what? Could and want to, two different things. I don't want to have to train to then run a 5K knowing that there's not a big check for me at the end of it.
How about I pick you up right after and we go for brunch? How about that,
Mom? That's not going to make – first of all, what you're talking about is after the event. I'm talking about the build-up to it. How long is it going to take me to get in the kind of shape I would need to be in to run a 5K under 40 minutes just to keep up with my mom? Because I could run a 5K. It's just that she's going to be done a half hour before I am.
Cam, could you do it? Could you write? I mean, you're 6'4" and 128 pounds. So
pounds.
I'm assuming that
6 foot nothing, 100 nothing to be accurate.
No, that's like the Rudy line.
Yeah,
no,
exactly.
I am not a runner whatsoever. I fully believe I could do this. And I also fully believe that Canty could. My mom's a marathoner, so it's in my blood. So if I was unable to do that, she would be
all
very
right.
Upset
easy
with me.
Easy there.
Yeah. So you can run a marathon through osmosis?
I mean,
it's in the gene pool.
Because
oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
That's an arrogant
I feel
right
like
there.
Now we're going to get ourselves.
Now I want to see
we're
going
to get ourselves into having to run a 5. Okay. Bubs, please stop us from going off the cliff. I don't want to go there.
Bubba?
Did
you do it?
If $1 million is at stake here, I'm interested.
I'm assuming, though, it's
like
right now, if you're asking me if I could walk outside right now and do it for $1 million, the answer is no.
That's my point. I can't do it
I think
right
there now. Might be, some muscles might be pulled, some things get torn, but I'm going to be running as hard as I can to get that million. I don't know.
Carlin, how old were you when you were in this prime shape of yours?
That was six. Probably.
What year?
No, that was probably
1987.
10 years ago. No. That was probably
1825.
10 years ago. It was probably around, 37, 38
okay.
years old.
So you're around my age?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, at the time. But again, I wasn't shape.
And that's just 1 mile, though.
Right.
That's the point, though. Like, it's just like we're automatically assuming, I can run a mile in 8 minutes. I certainly can run 3 miles in less than... No, that's not how it works.
Well, if you really want to be depressed, let's bring in this guy, because I know this guy.
Oh, this guy runs marathons in his sleep. He runs
RG3,
marathons for breakfast.
Robert Griffin III, ESPN NFL analyst. Like, are you a runner? Are you... Like, you're in amazing shape, obviously, but Canty's in this thing right now, RG3, where his mom now wants him to run 5Ks with her. And he's like, she does it in about 40 minutes.
Well, hold on, RG3. Let me answer that question because Carlin clearly doesn't follow you on Instagram. I know you're a runner. This guy runs all the time. And his wife is following him in the car with the video of him running. He's in phenomenal shape.
Yeah.
So him running a 5K in less than 40 minutes is no problem. But that's why I have such a big problem with guys like him in the NFL. And I tried to hit him as hard as I could any chance I got. Because I got tired of guys that don't have problems running. This runs deep with me, Carl, and it's an issue.
Hey, I understand.
Kansas got a point there, but I would say this. Running a 5K is a lot different than running 5, 10, 15 yards on a football field, especially when you're a guy built like Canty. You know what I'm saying? Big guys need love too, right?
Thank you.
To run that long at that size, that's pretty difficult. Well, that does take some consternation and some training there. So I can understand why Canty's a little, iffy about it.
Listen, he was cat-like in the day, that's for sure.
Yeah, really? Quickness, yes. not distance.
Yes,
I'm not built for distance.
That's a big cat.
That's right. RG3, who got a great draw with their schedule?
Guys, it just depends on who you're asking, right? I think the 49ers got a great draw. The way that their season starts out and the way that it finishes, they have a true opportunity to start fast and finish strong, right? They start the season, first four games against the Steelers, Rams, Cardinals, and Giants. And then they go to the Cowboys in week 5, which I think will be like their first real test. Then they finish the year with 3 of their last 4 opponents being Arizona, Washington, and the Rams again. Now, I'm banking on the Rams being slightly better than they were last year, but not quite as dominant as they ended up being in their Super Bowl run. But the 49ers, it doesn't matter who they have playing quarterback, not because the guys aren't talented, but because all of them are talented. Brock Purdy proved he can do things in this league. Trey Lance has all the skill in the world, and Sam Darnold, with an offensive-minded coach who can, knows how to talk to and coach quarterbacks, can bring the best out of him as well. So I think all three of those guys can be successful because of how talented they are, and I think the Niners got the best draw of anybody.
RG3, the Steelers, the Bears, and the Saints each have 2 Sunday-Thursday turnarounds. How do you feel about teams having multiple short weeks in the NFL season where they got to play that Thursday night game?
Yeah, I don't love it. We've talked about this, Canty, a bunch with, the schedule, the way it's set up, how many games we play, what's more important, the money or the rest. I think the rest and longevity is more important for players along the stretch. I think Seattle actually has 3 games in 12 days this mm-hmm. year. That's never going to be a great thing for the players and their bodies for that season or for their future. And it's also not great for the product on the field. Fans want to see points. I know, Candy, you play defense. You guys love 0-0 contests. Nobody likes that, right? No one likes a 13-7 barn burner. We want to see the 54-51 games of the Chiefs and the Rams more often. And I think when you put a team like Seattle, who is an offensive juggernaut right now with all the pieces that they've added, and you put them in 3 games in 12 days, or you put these other teams in back-to-back short weeks, where they're playing games within 4 or 5 days of each other, it's going to hurt the product on the field. I think the players have voiced their opinion about it enough. They just have to voice that opinion when the next CBA comes up so we can stretch this bad boy out. I don't think anyone would be opposed to having the NFL season being longer so that the players can get a little bit more rest.
Robert Griffin, the 3rd ESPN NFL and college football analyst, joining us. I was a little bit surprised that the opening night game was not Eagles-Chiefs, when we knew what their opponents were going to be in a rematch of the Super Bowl. But the Lions get that spotlight, RG3. A little too soon for the Lions to get that kind of respect?
I don't think it's too soon. Listen, that is guys out there biting kneecaps, okay? And it's paying off, right? They are exciting. They have the ability to put up numbers. I think they were the 3rd leading scoring offense in points per game last year. And the league wants those Thursday night games to be much more exciting than they were last year. Now, albeit this is on a different network, but the Lions have the makings of a team that could make the playoffs, first of all, and then also make a run in the playoffs if Jared Goff continues to play the way he played the second half of the season last year. I think they've got great storylines. I know Jameson Williams won't be there because he got suspended, but bringing in Jahmyr Gibbs, having the guys that they have at their disposal with Amon-Ra St. Brown, remaking their defense, the defensive secondary, they've got storylines galore. It is time for the Detroit Lions to get back in the spotlight. It is a very, very, very tough draw against the Kansas City Chiefs, and I don't think they win that game, but I do think it's entertaining and it's better than people think it will be.
RG3, we see the first pick of the draft and the second pick of the draft face off in week 8 this season. It's the 4th time we've seen quarterbacks that were taking first and second face off in the regular season that same year. Of those 2 quarterbacks, that being C.J. Stroud and Bryce Young, which guy is best positioned for his team to make a run at winning the division or make a run at the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, it's undoubtedly Bryce Young. And normally you wouldn't say that about the guy that goes first overall because he's usually going to the team that's worse in the league. But the Panthers traded into that spot. They have a roster that they've constructed with veteran guys. You know, Adam Thielen, you bring in Miles Sanders. You got Hayden Hurst at tight end. All these guys have played a lot of football. DJ Shark, when he's healthy, is one of the most dynamic receivers in all of the NFL. And their defense is very talented as well. So I think he's in a better position to win the division. CJ Stroud, on the other hand, you know, they just have a youth movement going on there with the Houston Texans. I don't think that CJ's in a bad spot. He doesn't have probably quite the weapons that Bryce will have in his first year, but they will be able to grow that and put more pieces around him as the years come along. The only gripe I have about the game is that I think the game should have been in primetime. I think every fan, even that late in the year, would love to see those two guys going head-to-head in primetime. And for them to be a 1 p.m. game, just kind of rubbed me a little bit the wrong way. But at the end of the day, I'm going to be looking forward to watching that game and see where both those guys are at that point in the season.
So are you like a guy that would do an Ironman triathlon kind of thing now?
Right now I wouldn't, because to do an Ironman triathlon, you kind of got to break your body down a little bit. I'm still currently training as if I'm going to play. You know, I'm 33 years old, so I maintain that. And can't you see me, you know, at the hotels working out and stuff like that. But I do it that way. I'm not ready to make that transition over to Ironmans and marathons yet. That's a whole nother beast, and I would never disrespect those people by saying, oh, yeah, I can go straight from football training and do one of those. It's not possible.
Yeah, they ain't got enough money for me to try one of them, dog.
Yeah.
You got to swim a couple miles. You got to run a marathon. You got to bike like 60 miles. Ain't no way in hell that I'm doing an Ironman.
But if you notice, he did not rule it out in there. He did not rule it out.
Oh. They listen, I'm already talking about them having to give me $1 million to consider running a 5K. You think I'm going to do an Ironman? Are you kidding me?
If you want, I'll get out Please. There and train you. I'll hop in the Please. Golf cart. I'll bring a case of beer. Please. Just drive, motivate Please. You.
Oh, man, we might have to film this guy, because this would be a great documentary.
Nah, let me tell you what you don't need to do. Film it, because it ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen, RG3. Not going to happen. Never.
RG3, awesome stuff as usual.
Ironman? What the hell is wrong with you?
No, like, he's in amazing shape.
No,
he's
in great. He's in great shape. I mean, volunteering for an Iron Man is cool. I'm the Iron Man. Do you know what you have to do for an Iron Man?
Yes, it's like a 2.5 mile swim. It's a full marathon, and then it's like, I think it's over 100 miles on the bike. I think it's something ridiculous.
Well, take us to break. I'm going to pull up exactly what the Iron Man thing is, just so we can know what the challenge is.
Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, because it's very important for us to know what that is.
It's sports.
If you placed a bet on the Celtics to win it all before game 6, you might be about to make a lot more money than you would today. We'll explain. Greeny on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jets' signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jets Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Greeny, the podcast. Previously on Greeny.
Nuno, who lost over 100 pounds, and credit to him, that's amazing. But Canty, because he was once fat, he still believes he can make fun of me as a fat person and get away with it. And I say, no, sir. If the first number is not a 2 in your weight anymore, you are no longer fat, and you have relinquished the right to make fun of fat people.
Because it's also motivation for me not to go back.
No.
Oh, my God. That's worse. That's the worst thing
you've
said to him.
That's worse, Nuno. No question about
that. I need to make fun of you to make myself feel better.
That's exactly. Can we all do that?
I mean, that he does slide in a pretty good little insult there, right there. I need to do it for motivation. In other words, I want to look at you and say, I don't want to be you.
That's exactly what that is.
Yeah. That's Weekly Rewind, brought to you by Dell. For your small business needs, call a Dell Technologies advisor today. 877-ASK-DELL. It's Greeny coming to you live from the Seaport, brought to you by Patron. Perfection starts with Patron. Canty and Carlin in for Greeny.
We were explaining what an Ironman triathlon entails.
Yeah.
It's a 2.4 mile swim, a 112 mile bike ride, and a 26.2 run.
Oh my God! Which you're doing the bike ride last?
I think it's in that order. It's the swim, it's the bike ride, then it's the marathon.
Can you imagine getting off the bike after 112 miles and you still have to run a marathon?
Legs are warmed up, ain't they? Legs are warmed up, baby.
Oh.
Ain't no way in hell I'd do that, man. Ain't enough money in the world.
So how are you going to get out of this with mom?
I don't know that I will. I think I'm just going to be embarrassed because she's going to finish so much faster than I am.
Well, you shouldn't be embarrassed. She runs a lot.
She does run a lot.
You shouldn't be embarrassed. Because
I'm a former professional athlete, so people are always going to size you up when you go to these types of things.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to say, well, wow, he's awful. Like, that's a professional athlete? I should have been a professional athlete. Like, that's what people are going to do. They always do it, big fella. Folks are always going to size you up.
Yeah, see, if your mom loves you, I don't think she should make you do this.
Well, I just think she wants to have this as, you know, she wants to have one of her sons do this with her.
I get it, but you're not
and
really.
And I'm the youngest of my three brothers.
But you're not really spending time together. You're both just running, but you're not talking while you're running or all that. Mom, let me take you to a nice brunch.
But it's doing something together.
Right.
Like, it's the experiential aspect of it. That's what she's after. That's what she wants.
See? It's good that you know that about your mom. I know that if I'm going to spend time with my mom, I'm going to bring over a bottle of wine.
You know, here's that's the problem with my mom. And I'm not saying it's a problem, but this is what makes it tough. She always wants things that money can't buy.
Oh.
And that's
a problem.
That's the challenge, big fella.
Yeah.
Like, think about it. For Mother's Day, you know what she asked me for Mother's Day? Here's what she asked me. Because this is her last Mother's Day as an appointed pastor in the United Methodist Church. And she's been preaching longer than I've been alive. She asked me to preach the sermon at one of her churches on Mother's Day Sunday.
Oh, wow. So you're going down to do that?
I'm going down to preach, yes.
Okay, so have you already worked out what you're going to say?
No. Exactly. That's my point. That is the beauty of my mom. She's going to ask me for things that I can't buy my way out of.
Yeah.
And I love her I love her because those are the things that really matter to her. But that's also the challenge. Just like her laying down the challenge to do a 5K with her.
Oh,
it's great, isn't it?
So you don't even, do you even know what you're going to talk about?
I do. I do have the scriptures that we're working off of. I've got the litany. I've had it for a few days now. So I've got to get my mind right the next 2 days.
That would be, you know, like if I get up there, like I think the title of mine might be like 7 Deadly Sins. What's the big deal? Gluttony? Really? Are we really going to get on me for that?
Wow.
Yeah, that's all.
Wow.
Not all 7, obviously, all right. But, you know, a few of them. Like,
You just made the show take a turn.
Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio. I'm talking about gluttony and drinking. That's all.
Okay.
That's all. Right. Canty, the Celtics title odds after the Game 6 win, it was absolutely nuts to see how they shifted. So prior to yesterday, the Celtics were at plus 430 to win the championship. After the game, they are now on Caesars Sportsbook the overall favorite and plus 170 to win the championship.
Wow.
They were fourth before yesterday. Now they are the favorite. The Nuggets are at plus 225 after they wrapped it up last night. They were plus 300 yesterday prior to. The Lakers took a dip a little bit because of that. They're at plus 425. The Sixers were plus 340 yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
They have dropped to plus 850.
So disrespectful.
Not a whole lot of faith.
So disrespectful to my Lakers. I don't like it.
Warriors like it. Went from plus 1,600 to plus 1,100.
You know how dramatically that would change if the Warriors were able to win tonight?
Oh, that would go from plus 1,100 down to about plus 500, wouldn't it?
Yeah, no question.
Roughly.
No question.
And then lastly, the Heat are at plus 1,800. The Knicks went from 85-1 to 65-1.
And here's the crazy thing. The team that we feel most confidently about being in the conference finals, not named the Nuggets, is probably the Miami Heat.
I think that's probably
accurate. That's wild, isn't it?
I think that's probably
accurate. That's wild. And they have the second longest odds behind the team that they're going to beat tonight, the New York Knicks. It's wild.
Life is a series of choices.
Who you got?
Make a decision.
Say it! Say it!
All right, I'll say it.
Who you got?
It is the segment that America waits for each and every week with Bubba. It is Who You Got here on Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Bubba, the floor is yours.
All right, Who You Got, brought to you by Granger. And don't worry, I smoothed things over with Gary and Greg Granger last week. I had a three-hour conference call after last week's debacle, so.
Yeah. Well, you know. I'm glad we were able to get that fixed up.
I fixed everything, so don't worry. They're
Gary
okay.
Gary and Greg are they're reasonable people.
Yeah, they're not that mad at you anymore, so don't worry. We'll start with some NBA tonight's games. We've got a doubleheader on ESPN, 7:30, Knicks Heat, Miami minus 5.5. Who you got with this one?
I've got the Heat in this game. I am hoping it's not the long goodbye for Knicks fans. I hope that they are in it in the fourth quarter, and I kind of think they will be, but I would lay the 5.5.
Yeah, I would lay the points, and I'd probably go with the under. Team total is 207. I'd probably go with the under on that.
Yeah, I think that's a fair wager. Next.
All right, and the nightcap, Warriors-Lakers. This is also on ESPN and also on ESPN Radio. When we got Los Angeles minus 2.5, who you got here?
Don't you do it.
I know.
Don't you do it.
What do you think, I'm going to jinx you?
Don't you do it.
I'm taking the Lakers.
Okay.
I'm taking the Lakers right, to win the game.
That's what I meant.
Oh, okay. I thought you didn't want me to take the Lakers because I was going to jinx you.
Yeah.
Lakers minus 2.5. I expect the Lakers to win this game tonight.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm going with the Lakers. I'm going to lay the points, and I would probably go with the over on team point total. It's at 220.
Okay.
So I would take the over. But big fella, I'm going to make this a Canty can't lose game.
Oh, God.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to make this a Canty can't lose game. So even though I'm predicting that the Lakers will take care of business game 6 at home tonight, I am going to take the Warriors on the money line tonight.
Wow.
I am going to take the Golden State Warriors on the money line, and I'm going to put some change on it. I'm going to put a couple hundred bucks on it. You know why? Because in my misery, if the Lakers lose, I at least want to come out with enough money to pay for Mother's Day brunch tomorrow with mom.
Loser's mentality. Fraudulent.
Yeah, you can call it loser's mentality, whatever.
That's
I'm going to get – listen, I'm going to get a win out of tonight one way or the other.
First, and I think he's it's going a solid to bed early. Plan.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to stay up? Let's start there.
You guys can say whatever you want. I don't care. You know I'm a Lakers fan. That's not in question.
This is honestly worse to me than the going to bed.
No, it's not worse. No, it's not worse.
I mean, listen, you have done some suspect things.
I want my team to win. We have established that. I am picking them to win. I said I would take the Lakers later points. I would do that. The only reason why I'm betting money on the Warriors money line is because if for whatever reason my Lakers disappoint, if Anthony Davis pulls a no-show, which he has been known to do in even-numbered games, then I'm protected because I got a built-in hedge. That's all I'm doing.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I mean, so when they lose, it'll be your fault for this bet.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. When they lose, guess what? When they lose, I'll be able to afford a nice little brunch for mom tomorrow.
I'm disgusted with
you. I'm sure you can't afford that already.
Stay out my pockets, Cam. Stay out my pockets.
Sorry, brother.
Who You Got, brought to you by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Yesterday was National Eat What You Want Day, so if you're picking your favorite meal, 1 minute, who you got?
I would go with my mother's spaghetti and meatballs. My mom was not the most gifted cook in the world, but mm-hmm. she could cook the heck out of some spaghetti and meatballs. Easily.
Okay.
That's an easy one for me.
Okay, so outside of my wife's duck, which is absolutely phenomenal, what I would want for my mom is her fried pork chops, collard greens, and candy yams.
Okay.
Fried pork chops, collard greens, and candy
yams. If you could eat anything in the world, would that be it?
Outside of my wife's duck.
Again, you're doing this political correctness.
It's not political correctness.
The Lakers.
It's not political. It's not political correctness.
I'm done.
It's not political correctness.
Let's wrap this up.
And there is no win.
This guy's going to be wearing a Warriors jersey on Monday.
I can't say my wife or my mom is a better cook. How do I win in that situation? Bubs, you have to be diplomatic in that one. You can't say that my wife is a better cook or my mom is a better cook. What's wrong with you?
Thanks for listening to Greeny the podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Or watch the show through the Watch tab on the ESPN app. Also catch Greeny on Get Up, weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN. And also available wherever you get your podcasts.